Jeremiah 42. Then all the commanders of the forces, and Johanan son of Kareah, and Azariah son of Hoshea, and all the people from the least to the greatest, approached the prophet Jeremiah and said,
Be good enough to listen to our plea, and pray to the Lord your God for us, for all this remnant. For there are only a few of us left out of many, as your eyes can see. Let the Lord your God show us where we should go and what we should do.
The prophet Jeremiah said to them,
Very well. I am going to pray to the Lord your God as you request, and whatever the Lord answers you, I will tell you. I will keep nothing back from you.
They in their turn said to Jeremiah,
May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act according to everything that the Lord your God sends us through you. Whether it is good or bad, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we are sending you, in order that it may go well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God.
At the end of 10 days, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then he summoned Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the commanders of the forces who were with him, and all the people from the least to the greatest, and said to them,
Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your plea before him. If you will only remain in this land, then I will build you up and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I am sorry for the disaster that I have brought upon you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, as you have been. Do not be afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to rescue you from his hand. I will grant you mercy, and he will have mercy on you and restore you to your native soil. But if you continue to say, We will not stay in this land, thus disobeying the voice of the Lord your God and saying, No, we will go to the land of Egypt, where we shall not see war or hear the sound of the trumpet or be hungry for bread, and there we will stay. Then hear the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, If you are determined to enter Egypt and go to settle there, then the sword that you fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine that you dread shall follow close after you into Egypt, and there you shall die. All the people who have determined to go to Egypt to settle there shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. They shall have no remnant or survivor from the disaster that I am bringing upon them. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Just as my anger and my wrath were poured out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so my wrath will be poured out on you when you go to Egypt. You shall become an object of execration and horror, of cursing and ridicule. You shall see this place no more. The Lord has said to you, O remnant of Judah, do not go to Egypt. Be well aware that I have warned you today that you have made a fatal mistake. For you yourselves sent me to the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us to the Lord our God, and whatever the Lord our God says, tell us, and we will do it. So I have told you today, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God in anything that he sent me to tell you. Be well aware, then, that you shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence in the place where you desire to go and settle.